WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Daily Virtue fam. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a life filled with clarity and confidence. Today we're diving into something that's constantly on our minds. Time management. Ever feel like the days just fly by? Like you're sprinting through life but never actually getting anywhere. Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I used to be the guy frantically juggling a million things at once, feeling overwhelmed and barely keeping my head above water. But guess what? We can change that. Today, we're unlocking some powerful stoic wisdom for taking control of your time and boosting your productivity. Let's get real, our time is precious. It's the one non-renewable resource we all have, so making it work for us is crucial. Think about it. Rome wasn't built in a day. But those Romans knew how to prioritize. They understood the power of focusing on what truly mattered and eliminating distractions. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. Here are 5 key takeaways from the Stoics that will supercharge your time management game. Number 1. Embrace the power of intention. Before you even start your day, take a moment to reflect. What are your top 3 priorities? What needs to get done today that truly moves the needle towards your goals? It's like setting a compass direction. Having that intentionality will guide your actions throughout the day and prevent you from getting sidetracked by the little things. Number 2. Master the art of distraction elimination. This is huge. Think about all those little pings, notifications, and emails constantly vying for your attention. They're like tiny vampires, sucking away your valuable time. Set boundaries, turn off those distractions, and create a focused work environment. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish when you give yourself uninterrupted blocks of time. Number 3. Momentum is key. Ever noticed how sometimes it feels easier to get things done when you're already in the groove? That's momentum. Use it to your advantage. Start with a small task, something that gets the ball rolling. That initial push will create energy and make tackling bigger projects feel less daunting. Number 4. Delegate when possible. Remember those Roman legions? They knew the power of teamwork. Don't be afraid to delegate tasks when it makes sense. It frees up your time to focus on what you do best and allows others to contribute and grow. And lastly, number 5. Practice self-compassion. We all have off days. Some days, you might feel like you're moving in slow motion. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those moments, and don't let them derail your entire day. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's a journey with its ups and downs. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. You know you need to prepare thoroughly, but you also have other tasks vying for your attention. Instead of panicking and feeling overwhelmed, take a step back and apply these Stoic principles. Identify your top priorities, researching your topic, practicing your delivery, eliminate distractions, put your phone on silent. To create momentum by starting with a small task, drafting an outline, delegate any tasks that can be shared, asking a colleague to help with visual aids, and remember to practice self-compassion if you hit a snag, take a break, and come back refreshed. Now, let's recap those key takeaways. Intention is your compass. Eliminate distractions like a Stoic warrior. Capitalize on momentum. Delegate when possible. And always practice self-compassion. Remember, my friends, mastering time management isn't about cramming more into each day. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. It's about finding the balance between productivity and prisons, so you can live a life that feels both fulfilling and intentional. Ready to put these principles into action? Head over to our social media pages and share your favorite time management tip. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily virtue insights to help you navigate this crazy world with clarity and confidence. Until next time, keep striving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.